Well, there you go. Getting you ready for Dr. Demento next hour. That's from the new collection, Covered in Punk. John Caffiero and Osaka Pop Star with Fish Heads, which we like, but may not be the best intro to cooking with alcohol.
That's all right. I requested it. It's cool. We'll let it go.
Yeah. It could lead to a nice bouillabaisse.
That's right. It's exactly right. Right. See, thank you.
There you go.
Cajun. Beautiful.
It's a message in the bottle to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan is in the house with us. Hello there, sir.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? Good? Good.
Great that you brought in beer bread.
I did. Well, you
beer
know.
And, God, it's great.
Cutler.
Having a day.
Bob Cutler is like John Carlos Stanton. When he shows up, he's fantastic, but sometimes he just doesn't.
This was the 0-for-7 day.
That's okay. I'm like Jordan Spieth, except I come through.
Yeah.
I beat down the Patrick Reeds with my beer bread.
No question. That's good.
That's all the sports references I've got. No, actually, I have too many more. My goodness. I've been watching a lot of sports lately. It's been fantastic. And good sports. I even watched the Masters. It was that good. I haven't watched the Masters since Tiger was Tiger.
Yeah, I was... the Patrick Reed story. CBS cleaned it up and... left out all the really interesting stuff, like they do.
Yeah.
He's a fascinating guy.
He is, but he's one of those guys. He's got a punchable face.
Well, punchable face and doesn't speak to half his family.
No, I know. I mean, that's, yeah. And they're just like, well, it has to do with his wife. I'm like, woo. Okay. Well, but, you know, it's whatever. He's got a lot of money right now to...
Right.
Comfort him in his in his glory days.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun, and it made me dig out my I have a PlayStation 2 because those of you who've met me, like, you understand that's as far as I've needed to get in my whole video game experience. Right. I haven't updated since then, but I have Tiger Woods.
You got the Tiger Woods.
I got
right
the Tiger Woods, and so I broke it out, and all of a sudden my son saw me playing. He's like, I want to play that. So now that makes hockey. Golf. I need to get this boy invested in some, like, horseshoes or curling, and that way he can also practice cleaning the house.
Grab that broom and go.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I got to figure this out. Anyway, before we move on to cooking with beer, I just want to mention we've gotten the punk version of that reminded me. We were talking. I had a couple concerts last week with my band 161. We were up at the Snowmakers Ball at Sugarloaf, and then we were down here at the Sea Dog on Friday, where we premiered our new version, a punk version of Eleanor Rigby, which was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. We already do Paperback Writer, which is, I mean, that's, my guitarist is very clever. He comes up with these sort of like, hey, man, we should do Beatles, but like kind of punk. And we said, that's insane.
Mm.
But then you sort of remember that originally they were basically a punk band. They called it Skiffle.
Right.
And they had a different accent than I do. But essentially, it was, you know, early punk. And we do that, and it came out really well. So that was
I want to hear that now. That sounds great.
Yeah. It's almost so cool that I want to go into a studio and kind of, you know, record it.
I think you should.
I have no money. So, But I do basically have all the stuff for a studio. Back when I was like a hardcore music geek, I had like my own home studio. It was really cool. But now I have my own wine store. And beer store. And we're talking about beer today, by the way, folks. So for those of you who are like, I don't like wine, but I do like beer. Well, listen up. And we're having a bread that I made. I literally made this bread in 3 minutes this morning. I mean, it was like, oh my God, I'm going to be on Rich tonight and I need something. And I grabbed the beer that I happen to have pretty much at all times. And we'll be talking about that, which is Banded Horns Pepperell Pilsner, which is absolutely my favorite beer. Right now, just because it's easy, versatile, and can be made into bread at 7:30 in the morning. But yeah, so again, this whole month we've been talking about cooking with booze, right? So you're cooking most of the alcohol, if not all the alcohol, when you're cooking with alcohol, and in this case, it's gone. Like you make it into the dough and it cooks off. So, and I'll kind of talk about the bread that I made. But again, so don't be afraid to use alcohol, even if you're talking about kids. You know, I'm going to go home tonight and feed this bread to my children and not concern myself with the fact that they're going to be inebriated. They're inebriated already. We handle that with the bourbon before they ever even get in the door. It's not true. DHS or Child Services, whatever. Don't come after me. I'm kidding. It's a wonderful sort of accompaniment, and actually you can really taste the, and I love it when you can taste the sort of nice malty flavors in a bread, because it makes the bread a lot more interesting to eat, I think. But don't, you know, necessarily expensive stuff. You know, I'm actually trying to figure out how to use a barley wine in cooking for my beer club this month. And barley wines, for those of you who know, are very, you know, kind of high alcohol ageable beers. And I'm really trying to figure out how to use that and get rid of all the alcohol. And maybe I won't, maybe do like a poaching of something in it or something. I'll ask my friend Dustin up at Novio's Bistro, because he does some fantastic artwork with poaching and other things.
Ooh,
So there we go. So with beer, obviously there's, you know, there's parallels to baking in making beer. I mean, essentially when you're making beer, you're going to be taking what we call cereal grains. And if you've ever been over in Europe, they refer to, that's land that's given over to cereal. So we're talking about, you know, barley and oats. Essentially little grains that when they get heated up, you know, by the sun, or you heat them up in warm water, making what we call the wort, which is W-O-R-T. This is opening it up and releasing the sugars, the starches, into the water, into the solution, and then you add yeast and you ferment those sugars. And it's, again, very, very similar to baking, except you're trying to keep, you know, the alcohol part of it, which doesn't really come into it in baking. Beer in itself is the third most popular beverage in the world after water and tea. I guess water kind of goes without saying. But I was actually kind of amused that tea is more popular than beer. I suppose simply because of A, its caffeinated properties, and B, its non-intoxicating properties, which perhaps is not desirable at all times for those who don't start drinking at, say, 7:30 a.m. And I don't. Stop judging. Stop it.
So that's as good as they'll feel all day.
That's as good as they'll feel all day. Beer, obviously, I mean, I know Tim Bissell comes in here occasionally and chats about beer and other folks talk, so I won't talk too much about it, but just kind of fun to think about it. It's a very, very old beverage, of course, just like wine. The earliest references are in Mesopotamian law, not surprisingly referring to, you know, like where beer can be dispensed and when it can be dispensed and who can have it and stuff like that. It's, you know, the man's always keeping us down, even Hammurabi. Hammurabi was the original man.
Yeah,
there you go. It's absolutely fantastic. Additives in beer have come in and out of fashion, but the basic, you know, the Germans, you know, the Germans being the Germans, right? They kind of whittled it down to a very basic definition. They call it the Reinheitsgebot, which basically requires beer to be made only from water, hops, barley, and they still use this in Germany. Originally, it also applied to other parts of the Holy Roman Empire. Right now, you will see it referenced on a lot of German beers and other, a lot of Americans who are trying to make like Germanic style lagers will say we practice either that or they're called the German purity laws. But that's basically what they're talking about, is the fact that there's nothing in the beer. However, things in beer can be really, really cool if you're using them to cook with. So I was referencing our beer club for our beer club this month. We are going to be using a bunch of different beers and pairing them with recommended recipes. And some of the beers we're going to be using definitely have additives. There's a saison that's made with peaches, for instance, which are that. And I really encourage you to do, you know, again, because the alcohol burns off, you get like these unbelievable, wonderfully complex malty flavors that are just absolutely fantastic. The other thing that I have trouble with cooking with beer, and maybe you do too, I kind of wanted to touch on it, was hops. Hops can be, I mean, if just even in beer themselves can be kind of a touchy point, because not everybody likes very hoppy beers. Hops originally got put in beers as a preservative, you know, like there was the India Pale Ale, which came from the time when, you know, the sun didn't set on the British Empire, and they were sending this beer that was spoiling, and they figured out if they added hops, properties of the hops would preserve the beer and keep it good so that the folks could still have it over in India, where they happened to be peacefully maintaining public order for the good of everybody on the continent. Right. It's going to be really interesting for me, again, putting together these things, because we have a couple beers that are very citrusy, hoppy beers. So we're going to be trying to use those in, like, lemon cakes and things like that and see if they are successful. And if you'd like to see if we are successful next week on Thursday, the 19th, we are having our monthly tasting, and we're going to be having some of these, including the bread that I brought in today,
which was fabulous.
I see was awful really because it's gone. Mm. So that's exciting. We'll post the recipe from that. Again, I made this bread today, so this is wicked easy. I know I've been jumping around a lot, but again, this is Banded Horn.
And the beer was great.
Yeah, Banded Horn Pepperell Pills. So Banded Horn, Ian McConnell is from Etna, Maine. And it's a really cool story. I'll tell it very quickly. I guess he and his cousin were driving past what at the time was the only homebrew store in the state. They said, dude, let's make a beer. That grew into a fascination for Ian. He went down, got an internship, and grew into a head brewer for Six Point Brewery in Brooklyn, New York, which is a very, very good brewery. And then he came back and took over the Pepperell Mill in Biddeford and is making absolutely fantastic beers. He's not, like, they're not the most popular hip brand in Maine. That's reserved for other people. But, man, if you like really well-made, drinkable beers, check out Banded Horn. I love them. And their Pepperell Pills, as I said, is awesome. So, yeah, this bread I made, again, which is gone here, but can be made very easily. Took me about 3 minutes. I whipped it together with some self-rising flour, some salt, a little bit of, and some sugar. And so easy, you can make bread at home, and you can have a beer while you wait for it to cook. Yeah. Takes about an hour.
Process.
Depending, maybe two beers. Depends how your day is going. Depends what time of day. I had coffee while I waited for this one this morning. But again, you know, we're approaching 5 o'clock now. So if you're baking, pop a beer too.
There you go.
All right.
Your efforts are appreciated. It was delicious.
Cheers. And I'll see you here next Tuesday for this, and hopefully in store next Thursday, 5 to 7 for our tasting.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle every Tuesday. If you miss any of Eric's segments, pretty easy to find them. Go right to our website, downtownwithrichkimble.com, and click on the Message in the Bottle tab. They're all right there for you.